Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center joining us in just a moment.
I've got an axe to grind. I hate bromes. Brome grasses can be brutal on winter wheat yields. If you really want to give winter wheat a fighting chance, be brutal right back with Prepare Burn Down Herbicide. Adding Prepare to your glyphosate extends brome control for up to 21 days, giving young wheat the weed-free head start it needs to make something of itself. Because the cleaner the field, the higher the yield. Talk to your retailer or visit PrepareWinterWheat.com and always read and follow label directions.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Some of you may remember the old TV show from a bunch of years ago. It's also been made into a movie, Lost in Space. The robot, from time to time, would go around crying, "Danger, Will Robinson, danger." Well, Jim Robb with the Livestock Market Information Center is making that type of a statement right now that we are right now seeing the danger of falling cattle prices. In fact, cattle prices are already off their highs for this particular cattle cycle, according to Dr. Robb.
Well, I think you pointed out very aptly. The cyclical expansion is in place and, you know, the cyclical transition towards lower cattle prices. And what I mostly mean by that is year-to-year declines in cattle prices, because cattle prices are very seasonal, especially for calves and yearlings and fed cattle. So all those categories are seasonal. But we're moving toward that transition. Now, we think it's a transition, and the herd growth rate is rather modest. And so the overall picture is probably not for a huge collapse in cattle prices, but certainly eroding year over year as we look ahead. And we think it's rather significant. Across the board in all cattle categories, the highs were set in this price cycle in the fourth quarter on a quarterly average basis, fourth quarter of 2014. And then we've had year-to-year increases really until the last couple of weeks. And we think those year-to-year declines then now in place and start to get larger as the year progresses. Now, we're talking about lower cattle prices this fall and year-to-year declines from the record high levels of a year ago. So a 5 to 6 weight steer calf in the Southern Plains this fall may be $20, $25 a hundredweight below last year. Still the second highest ever, but that transition probably continues to gain momentum in terms of cyclically lower cattle prices in 2016 and 2017 because the fundamentals of herd growth are well in place.
Now, Jim Robb adds that demand's holding up pretty well domestically, a little more uncertainty right now in the international arena.
There are a lot of moving parts to how prices will behave, and sometimes they can move differently than the cyclical cattle numbers, but the cyclical cattle numbers are clearly setting a foundation probably for year-to-year declines in cattle prices and transitioning to that being the norm, as opposed to what we've had in recent years, which has been very high prices due to very tight cattle supply.
And Jim Robb says the cyclical transition's already underway and impacting cattle prices. We're seeing that both for our slaughter cattle prices, cattle prices coming out of the feedlot, as well as for calf and yearling prices.
We'll get a seasonal rebound of some level in fed cattle prices in the fourth quarter. We will not see the normal seasonal pattern is for calf and yearling prices, especially calf prices, to decline in the fourth quarter. We think that's firmly in place. So there'll be a bit of a divergence in terms of fed cattle prices can gain ground in the fourth quarter of 2015, where calf and yearling prices be on a bit of pressure.
Jim Robb of the LMIC. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Make your plans now to attend the 4th Annual Tri-State Oil and Gas Convention at the Woodward Convention Center on August 6th. The theme, Reserves, Regulations, and Resources, will be evident throughout the day with three panel discussions on relevant topics. They include environmental issues facing the Tri-State Regional Energy Market Panel, analysis of Regional Oil and Gas Market Panel, and Cushing Oil Terminal Overview of Operations Panel. Each panel is filled with industry experts. For more information, visit the website at tsogc.com. The Tri-State Oil and Gas Convention in Woodward, Oklahoma, August 6th at the Woodward Convention Center.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.